Hello, this is...
Okay,
sounded
hold
like
up.
I was on the news for a second.
Swear to it. Like, a whole ass broadcast was about to take place. Swear. Oh, hell.
Welcome. This is Sam and Nikita on Doing the Most podcast. I am Sam, and you are...
I've got to be Nikita.
Got to be Nikita.
Got to be.
All right, we are starting this podcast.
Here we are.
Me and Nikita, we met. We've been friends since middle school, I want to say.
A long ass time.
Because I think, probably I don't know if it was like sixth or seventh grade I was in, because you're a year older than me. So. Yeah. But I definitely met you at the Boys and Girls Club.
Sure did.
And the Boys and Girls Club is a place, I don't know if you know what it is, but it's a place where badass kids go. When the parents have to have the kids somewhere and they can't be home.
Right.
So they went to the Boys and Girls Club, and that's where we all met. And magical experience. But I mean, if you don't know what the Boys and Girls Club is, it's they have a computer room, pool tables, an art room, a gym. They had a skate park at that one. And what else?
I think that's really
that's it.
It.
They had the kitchen.
Main, yeah, the kitchen.
Yeah, but they would do like different activities with you sometimes, or you just fuck around. And that's basically what we did.
Fucked around, yeah. Yep. All the time.
For real. And then, just met you there. And, started a little strip club up, you know what I'm saying?
Strip club.
Little imaginary strip club. Nikita's name is?
Oh, gosh. Stardust. Let's not talk about that.
Too bad. We already are.
Oh, man.
And then my name is Ben and Snap.
Ben.
Because I banned and I snap it. Oh, shit. Mac Mama in the kitchen.
And she is.
Yup. We all live together.
Oh,
me,
shit.
Nikita, her mom.
The fam.
The whole family.
Lord.
Out here in Arizona. But we're originally from... Wisconsin, Wausau, Wisconsin.
Amazing.
She moved down here. When did you move down here? It was like 3 years ago now?
Going on 3. It was like the end of December.
Oh, okay.
One of the years. So it's like going into a new year.
Moved right.
It was like
right in the fucking winter. With the snow
I missed
and shit.
It. We missed it. Missed that shit.
Oh, really?
We missed it. Yes.
Damn. Yeah, that
the big storm
been
came like right after I left.
That's fucking good. But yeah, you've been down here 3 years. 3 years. And then I moved here last August. Not last August. August
before that. I was going to say it's been
like,
2 years
been like,
now. Yeah.
Some damn cats over there.
The cats.
Got our street cats over here. Sorry, guys. We're in the fucking backyard. All right, so... it's been a day because...
Bro,
the audio was recording, but the camera was not recording, and we just went like
a whole raw 20 minutes.
What,
of footage.
20
it
minutes
was good
basically.
Too. Y'all missed out on some good content,
right? And we're not going back. So I don't know what we talked about in the beginning. What a great first episode. People are like, they don't know what the fuck they're doing.
We're trying to get our shit together. Just hang in there. Right?
No, exactly.
We'll get there.
We're funny, so stick around, baby. No, but we were talking about ghosts. I think we should come back to this topic though, because
we
like,
were talking about like paranormal shit.
Okay, yeah. So like, first what started the conversation was I saw an ad on TV for tarot, and I'm not big into horror movies at all, but I like mainly like hearing ghost stories and watching documentaries about ghost stories. But the tarot, it was basically, I think it was like a group of kids kind of thing. And they were like laying down tarot cards on this board. And it went to a different clip. And it was like, oh, the tarot cards come to life. And it was like, it was creepy, but it wasn't like creepy enough where I'm going to be scarred.
Right.
While I go to sleep, I think.
Traumatized and shit. Like, oh my gosh, I can't sleep tonight. Turn the lights on.
No, exactly. Because... have you watched The Conjuring?
I've seen a few of them.
A few? How many are there? Three?
Oh, my God.
Two?
Like three or four.
Really? Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, I watched the first Conjuring at my dad's house when I used to live there. And your boy was traumatized for like months.
Yeah.
Especially
it's scary.
Too. Yeah. Especially too, because like his house is a little creepy. Or his Excuse old house me. Used to be creepy. He moved.
Some houses are really scary. Like just the layout of them and then them just being so old sometimes. Like,
no, exactly. Like,
just gives off weird vibes.
No, exactly. So like, I don't know, my dad's old house, it was spooky. I did experience one ghost thing there. It was outside though. And then Alex, one of my friends, has a few stories there. But like where at my mom's house, she lives out in the country and it's like an old like farmhouse. I don't think you ever went out there.
Nope, I did not.
But her house is like, I almost said from the 1800s. I don't think it's that old.
Dang.
It might be like, I don't know, either late 1800s or like early 1900s.
So old.
So
old.
It's like creaking okay. and cracking.
Gotcha.
But like one night I was staying out on the porch and it's like narrow, right? And I'm sleeping on one side and my other friend is sleeping on the other side, just on a cot.
Y'all are sleeping outside?
What?
Hold
no.
on.
Oh, sorry. Did I say outside? No, I said he was sleeping on the other side of me.
Oh, other side. I thought you said outside. And I was like, hold up. Y'all had a whole ass cot outside. Like, hold up.
No,
what
but
was
I
going
did
on?
Sleep in the shed one time.
Oh,
on a cot. It wasn't that bad, you know?
Okay.
Nothing creepy had happened out there.
Okay.
But in the house, a different story.
Okay, my bad.
Yeah. But like, so how the porch is set up, like you, there's a door in the middle. So you walk out and then where I was sleeping was on the right. Like against the wall, and then there's a little space, whatever. And then the cot was on the other side of the door. And when I was laying in bed, I swear to God, I kept hearing like someone walking back and forth, like in front of the bed.
Yeah, no.
And I kept like popping up and turning my flashlight on. I'm like, what the fuck is over there?
Flashlight. Like, looking into like, who goes there?
Every 5 minutes, I would like pop up because
oh
it would
goodness.
Be, like, I could hear it. And I was like,
no, I'm
I'm not going insane, am I? And then I asked my friend in the morning. Well, he brought it up. He was like, there goes one of them cats.
Right. Hold up.
Right. In the middle of the story. No, I don't know if you brought it up or not, but I said, I'm like, I kept like hearing shit last night, like in front. It sounded like someone was walking around. He's like, you heard that too?
Oh,
and
God.
I was like, oh my God. Like
right.
I kind of got,
I'm so
got
glad.
Chills.
That's freaky.
It's so creepy. And he told me that he also like saw a shadow like on the wall that couldn't have been there, like how the light was. And after that, I was like, no more sleeping on my
no
mom's
more
house.
Sleeping on right, it's creepy.
For real. And I'd be telling her that. I'm like, when I come visit, I will visit you during the day. And I will not be staying there at night.
Right. Daytime only.
Right. It's haunted.
Right.
She hasn't had any like experiences like that there. It's only
oh,
me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Me or like.
So she doesn't hear like any of that shit while she's like.
I don't know about my stepdad. I never asked him. But I don't think he has anything either. But that's not the only time I had something happen there. When I was like, I want to say like 10 or 11, me and a friend went over there and their basement isn't finished all the way. Or it's not finished at all. So it's just like concrete and like the like rock walls kind of type shit.
Okay.
And then the back room, it's not finished at all. Like, there's not even cement on the ground.
Oh,
it's just
dang.
Like straight gravel. And there's
oh,
like
okay.
shelving.
That is weird.
Yeah. So one day, like,
that's bad,
we were just out playing or whatever. And then them cats are fucking getting into it over there. I don't know
yeah,
what the hell is going on.
They're getting into character back there. They're just
right.
like, oh, y'all want to tell stories,
attacking
huh?
and shit.
Like, are y'all trying to be on a camera?
Get on this camera over
close.
Here.
Are both of them right there?
Yeah.
Oh,
oh,
they're
damn.
Fighting.
Okay.
Oh, my
A little
God.
Action on camera.
That cat's
oh
not
God.
Playing. He's
These
not
These cats
playing.
Are out here. I never seen them fight like that.
Me either. Although at nighttime they do be like going at it.
Yeah, I do be hearing.
Yeah,
them.
So maybe this is what
I'll
they
be laying
doing.
In bed and hearing some like screeches and shit. I'm like, what the hell is going
for
on?
For real.
Out there? Hey, be quiet out there.
That gray cat is not playing.
Right.
I'm so sorry. The distractions.
No, for real. And then we got a dog barking.
Right.
In the neighbor's yard, but
they're so loud.
What are you gonna do? We're outside. Low production.
We outside today.
And well, anyways, back to the story. If these motherfuckers don't leave us alone. Anywho, well, fuck them. Yeah, we went downstairs to grab something. I don't remember what, but like, and we went in that back room, and I started feeling like lightheaded, and like vibrating. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? And then, like, then just, like, snapped out of it. And I was like, did you feel that, too? He's like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, let's get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, no. But your mom's house was creepy, though.
I was just about to say that. Like, the basement was creepy as fuck. Because it had, like, all these little, like, cellar thingies, like.
And your mom's basement was unfinished, too, though.
Unfinished, yeah.
Yeah.
It was old as hell.
But also the attic was spooky as fuck.
The attic wasn't that bad. It was just like, it was also unfinished. Like, it would have been a cool hangout spot, to be honest, if there weren't like nails hanging out of every.
And a fucking rocking chair up there.
Yeah, there was some weird shit up there. Yeah. But,
or am I just imagining that?
No,
I think there was a rocking chair up there, though.
There was like chairs. There was like, I think a suitcase we found up there with like clothes or something. Mm. I don't know. It wasn't a lot. It was, like, very little things, but...
Right. But, like, I don't know. So, like, her attic, it was, like... So a lot of attics, there's, like, you go up through, like, the square in the fucking ceiling. But hers was, like, a door. And then, was it... I'm trying to remember. It was, like, steps. They were, like, super steep.
Yeah, they were steep as hell. Like, you... It was weird. Like, you came upstairs, and then you turn... What, right? There's the bathroom.
Yeah.
There's the outside to go to, like, that little patio thing. And then there was the attic door. And then you, like, open the door and you turn this way and it's, like, straight. Like, the stairs were so narrow. And there was no railing or anything when you got up there either.
But it was, like, it wasn't, like, a lot of steps, though, either. It was, what, like, 10?
It was probably, like, yeah, less than 10.
Didn't it curve a little bit, too?
No, but, like, when you got to the top, you had to, like, go that way to, like, go to the attic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spooky.
Yeah, it was weird. It had like two little peepholes on each side. Yeah.
Don't like that. Did you have any spooky things happen there or no?
There? I don't think so. Mm-mm. Not that I can remember. Okay.
Do you have any ghost stories?
Me, personally? Kind of-ish. Like, I mean, I've seen... Other than, like, the occasional shadow in the corner of the eye. Just, like, shadow on these stairs before. But, like, that was the same stairs, like, you would feel, like, somebody, like, push and pull on you when you were, like, walking up and on the stairs. Like, you just felt, like, you can feel, like, somebody touching you. It was weird.
Yeah, don't like that.
Yeah, we used to, like, book it up them stairs so fast. We just, like, go so fast. Like, But it was, like, the stairs were, like... The door opens and then there's a platform and then you can go downstairs or you can go upstairs. So like, you had to be on the stairs at some point to get where you needed to go.
Right. Yeah. I feel like that's everyone though. Like any stairs and you feel something, you're just running.
Yeah.
I'm too old to be running up these damn stairs.
For real. The
shit.
Ones that have like the opening slits, like our basement was like that. Oh my goodness. For the longest time, I always used to get so scared with those stairs because I'll be damned if somebody reaches through and grabs my leg when I'm trying to walk up the stairs. Right. Like, walk up or down. Like, no.
Don't even try, bitch.
Right. Like, I will crush them fingers. Grab the other one. Just kidding.
No. But, I mean, do you have anything else? Anything? Like, not at the house, like somewhere else?
Somewhere else? I don't know. Like,
or, like, unexplained?
Unexplained? I mean, I've seen things, like, here and there, like, we were walking in the forest one time and these people, like the people that I were with swore up and down that they saw something, but I didn't see anything, but I heard something, but I don't know. I think it could have just been an animal, but we all ran, we booked it. Sometimes this could be like, I'm not like mentally ill or anything, but like
we
sometimes
sure
I see people that aren't actually there, but like they don't talk to me. I just like, I don't know. I'll like see them in passing, but like I know for a fact that they're not actually.
And why am I just finding out about this now? We've been friends how long? And you didn't tell me you're a motherfucking medium.
People, like, I'm not a medium.
This bitch in her room,
they
fucking
talk to me.
Doing
yeah,
witchcraft.
I'm talking to ghosts and shit.
And talking to you, right?
Whole conversations.
Yeah. What do you mean though? You got to give like an example. Let me just make sure this is good.
I told you, I'd be like seeing people out of like the corner of my eyes.
Oh, okay.
Like, but I know that they're not actually there. And that happens to me often.
Okay, but is it like you see a full like person
like
or is it like a shadow?
Person. I mean, not an actual face or anything, just like the outline or the silhouette of a human being.
Okay.
Yeah. Like it's a person, like you could tell, but I don't see like a face or anything.
Is that just like anywhere?
Not anywhere. It'll just be like random times sometimes or like
in this house.
Yeah. I've seen like, but you guys have said that you've seen like a shadow on the stairs before too.
Yeah. But also wasn't know if I was just like tripping.
Cause I've
but
seen.
But TT said she saw something like that too.
On the stairs. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen it for sure. Like at the top of the stairs. Like yeah. It's like somebody standing there.
Right.
Yeah. Like looking over like where everybody stands and looks.
Right. No, exactly. But it's
yep.
like. It's like
it looks like a man.
I don't know because like whenever I did see it, it wasn't like it didn't look like a silhouette of anybody.
No.
It or just like a human.
Like a blob. Almost.
It just yeah, it just kind of looked like a black blob. Like I would just like come around from the living room by the stairs and I would just like look up and be like.
And it happens when you're going fast, like
yeah, right.
I don't ever see it when like I'm walking slow, like when I just like look up slowly and stare. I don't ever see it then. It's just like when I'm walking by fast.
And I thought it was like maybe something like just like because when you look up the stairs, you see like the big window that's like by the chandelier that's like up in the. We have like high ceilings, so it's like.
Really high,
like 20 feet in the air where the ceiling where the window is
unnecessarily
so
high.
I thought like maybe it's that
it could be like a reflection of all and the banisters right there too,
but since we all saw it it's like
and she said that she saw someone in my closet too that one time. Sometimes she'd be scared to go in there, but
she has a daughter, and her daughter said she saw a woman in the closet. Right?
I've heard like, she said that she saw a woman, but I've never like saw anybody.
But that was also when she was younger.
Yeah.
So like what, 2 years ago?
Yeah, she could have been just like scared.
That could be. But I mean sometimes they say that younger kids can see.
Very
things.
True. Which makes me wonder because, like, when we brought that one dog here, like, they wouldn't go in the closet. Like,
really?
They would just stare at it. Like, they wouldn't go in it. And I was like, It made me wonder. Like, I wonder if something actually was, like, is.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Your closet is a little spooky.
It is a little. It's a little scary.
But.
The light's always flickering in there. It is.
Either turn on the light or turn off the light.
Literally.
Stop wasting electricity, ghost.
I heard like I was laying in bed one time and I heard like the light switch in the closet or like somewhere in the bathroom because like one of the light switches, it doesn't do anything. So like when it just makes a sound, it just clicks. Yeah. So it sounded like somebody was just doing it over and over. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like my child's sleeping like this. Nobody else is here. Like, what is this noise? So I literally was just like, all right. I'm going to sleep. Leave me alone. I was like, you can do what you need to do, but right now I'm going to sleep. So you need to cut it out. And I was like, just leave me alone. No, do you? Really. I'll do me. And then it stopped. And
yeah.
I went to sleep and I haven't heard it since.
Yeah. Honestly, like I haven't had much happen here. Like I did have one time where I woke up and I thought I saw my laundry basket like in front of my chair, my office chair. But when I, like, I think I turned on my flashlight and it wasn't there. I was like, what the fuck? But right. I mean, at the same time, it's like, all right, is there a ghost laundry basket?
Is there a ghost laundry basket?
Hold up.
I feel like in nighttime, like, we see things all the time that, like, aren't there.
Yeah.
For whatever reason.
Well, I just looked up the other night. There's something called, like, I forgot what the term was. It was like H something something. It was like three letters. And it was like when you're going to sleep or when you just come out of sleep, you can hallucinate a little bit. And that's with seeing things, hearing things, and it was also with like taste and whatnot.
Okay.
So, I mean, that could definitely be it.
It could be, yeah. It could be.
And they say it mainly happens like, I mean, it can happen with like stress too, but when you're like super tired, it can happen more often. But I didn't tell you the other day, I was out here. It was during the day too. It was like one or two or something like that. And I walked in the house and for a split second, I saw like something like a man, like, by the kitchen table.
Oh, really?
But I'm going to tell you, it looked, we're going to beep this out.
Oh my gosh.
It looked like.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's weird.
I swear to God, like, I saw standing there for a second.
What the fuck? That's crazy.
And I was like,
can't be.
Right. He's not dead.
Right. Not. Oh, Lord.
He's living. And I don't know. I was just like, strange.
Yeah.
You know? But it wasn't like, it wasn't scary or anything.
Right. It was just like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
What are you doing here? Like,
right.
Hello.
So, yeah, I just like went on with my day. I didn't tell anyone except for now.
Well, shit. Interesting.
Yeah. But like in my lifetime, besides seeing that, I've had, I don't know, three ghost things. But like with that, it would probably be four, and then five if we count the above the stairs thing.
Yeah.
But like my other ones, we're getting straight into it.
And so we're getting straight into it.
Two of the times were creepy as fuck. So, like, that one of those is that one at my mom's house, like, hearing the creaking.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can either hear the one where it's creepy as fuck, or the one that's, like, it was kind of peaceful.
Not the kind of peaceful.
Which one do you want to hear first?
Oh, my gosh. Let's go with the creepy one first.
Okay. So, back when I was in my younger days, you know. I don't know if I was 16 or 17 at the time, but how it was, like, me and my friends would always just, like, hang out at my dad's house, and it was summertime. Like, my dad's house was just, like, the hangout spot for all my friends.
Okay.
And we drove home one night. It was, like, 12 o'clock at night, and we weren't drunk. I used to smoke back in the day. We were not high. We were sober that night, surprisingly.
Okay.
And I pulled in the driveway. And just to give the backstory. So, like, my dad's old house was near the country. So, like, the opposite, the house, like, across after that was country. And then next to that was an elementary school where, like, his yard leaded to the school fence. And then, like, kitty corner to that was a graveyard.
Nice setup.
Yeah, no, exactly. This is how I tell the story to like anyone that has ghost stories and whatnot. I like to give a little background. Little more details, you know.
But like the school across the street from the graveyard is insane.
It's not like right across, but it's like, you know, kitty corner.
Still, like, look at all those dead children over there.
Right.
I mean, oh my gosh, not the dead children. Look at all those oh my dead. God. I mean, there are some dead kids, but look
Speaking
at all those dead
children,
people over there.
Let me tell you a story.
Sam. Okay, all right. I'm scared of dead children. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so, no, like, we pulled in the driveway, and then we went up to the front door, and it was just all three of us. Sorry.
How many were there?
English is, you know, a language that I speak sometimes, and sometimes it's gibberish.
Sometimes when it works, it works.
You know? And, you know, I went to go open the door, and I'm like, oh, shit, it's locked. And I said it out loud. And we hear by the school fence a little girl's laugh, like, hee, 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 yeah. And we all, like, looked at each other and, like, did you hear that? Did you hear that?
Oh, hell
and we
no.
fucking dipped to the side door and just, like, camped out in one of the rooms.
Oh, I'd be scared.
We're
as hell.
Like, no more going outside because there's a little girl out there.
That's creepy.
And I'm not trying to get snatched.
Right. It's a ruse. They're trying to get me by getting this little kid.
No, for real. And it's like one of those things like you can't explain because, one, it's 12 at night. Who's going to let their little girl out there?
Right.
Also, there was no neighborhood girls. Like little
children
girls.
Children in the neighborhood?
Right.
Interesting.
So it's like...
That's creepy.
What's going on here?
I know, like, my friends and I, we used to, like, go to parks in the middle of the night when we weren't supposed to because they were definitely closed. We probably could have gotten in trouble. But, like, we went to that one by your dad's house a few times and we would, like, play there and shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Never did we try to do no creepy shit like that. And, like, at the fence or nothing. Like, it wasn't me.
Dipped out. Running. Oh, my God. Yeah. And no thanks.
Yeah, it definitely wasn't me, but... That would have been a good joke.
No, for real. No, because I've been at that park too, like at nighttime. One of the times was like, I was like fucking, how old was I? I don't even remember. I think I was like 13, maybe. And one of my friends was there, and then there was two girls, and they needed some place to stay. But I was like stupid, and I was like, instead of staying, like inviting them to stay at my house, like me and my friend brought blankets to the park, and we literally just fucking like put them on.
Dead.
I don't know, like what's it called? One of those platform like playground sets. Mm-hmm. We literally all just like laid there, like with blankets on us, like looking up at the stars.
I mean, hey.
It was kind of nice.
Hey.
But it got cold. And we're like, you know what?
Yeah.
Let's just go, like, y'all can sleep in my basement.
Cold as hell.
So that's what we did. We fucking eventually left. And then.
Not y'all just meeting some random people needing somewhere to go.
No, it wasn't like that. We knew them.
Oh, I was going to say.
Yeah.
Like,
so
hold
they were,
up.
Yeah, no, they were our friends. But, yeah, I don't know. That
Makes
night,
sense.
They just didn't have a place to stay type shit. Or I don't know, maybe they just wanted to kick it. I don't know.
Right, hey, sleeping hey, under well, the stars no, sounds nice.
Romantic, you know.
Bet you didn't have this in mind, shorty, did you?
Right. No, I'm just saying. That was before I had any game though, so I didn't try nothing. Still don't have game.
Oh my gosh.
Working on that.
We're always a work in progress.
For real.
Everybody.
But yeah. That just like snapped a memory. Like,
oh gosh.
Sometimes like when you think of something, it just like another memory just like floods in. You're
yeah,
like,
you're like, damn, I forgot
oh
about that.
Yeah.
Where
no,
have you
exactly.
been?
I don't know. But it's also like you experience so much in your life that like you can't remember everything.
You literally cannot. Like it's physically impossible.
Right. Like I'll have a friend like tell me a story about something that I did. And I'm like, I don't remember that.
When did
That's
I do
crazy.
That? Right. Hold up. Was I there?
Right. He's like, yeah, you did it. And I was like, damn, that's wild.
Are you sure? Are you sure?
For real.
No.
But I feel like I'm talking the most.
Yeah, because we're talking about paranormal, and I haven't, like, gone through a lot of that. Like, I hear a lot of people's stories about it, but, like, personally, not a lot.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
After the peaceful one, you can tell one of...
The peaceful one?
One of a friend's stories or whatever. But
I see a lot of shit on TV.
Yeah, so like the peaceful one, I was at my first apartment in Madison, and I woke up early in the morning. It was like maybe 6 or 7 in the morning, and it was like where the sun is like peeking through the blinds, and
love that.
I woke up, and for like a split second, it looked like a man floating, kind of like over the top of me. Not like super over, like creepy shit. Get up. Staring down at me, you know? It was like just like kind of off like the bed. But but it looked like a young man from like the 1920s. Like with the stockings, like all the way up here, and like the that stockings. Cap.
Oh, okay.
The cap.
Oh, did he have overalls?
No, I don't think so. I think it was like, I think it looked more like a suit, kind of.
Okay.
It was like green, like that dark green attire dark green. They used to wear back then.
The royal green.
Yeah, but it wasn't like, I don't know if it was like an old like family member type thing from like back in the day. I don't know what it was, but like I saw it for a split second and I was like, that was weird. Rolled over and went back to sleep.
That was weird. Goes back to sleep. Yeah, yeah. I would do that too.
But
that's the only way I'm going back to sleep.
Right. That's it for my ghost stories though. Hopefully I don't have any more because I don't want to experience anything.
Yeah, that shit's creepy.
Yeah. But you want to go to a fucking haunted house.
I do. Some of them are fun though, because it's not real. Like the shit. Oh, you mean like an actual haunted
yeah,
house?
Yeah, not a carnival.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking like Halloween themed shit, like no. Haunted house. No, you mean like an actual legit haunted house. Kind of ish. Kind of ish.
Yeah.
I would go, but I would be scared. I'm not gonna lie, I'd be scared as hell.
Right.
Like, what the fuck? You'd be crazy not to be.
We'd have to film it.
I'm crying, probably.
And I'm hiding behind you. You're my bodyguard. I'm sorry.
Me is crazy. No, we need to bring... If I see some spooky somebody shit, else has got to sorry. Come. No, we cannot be the only ones going in here.
Someone's got to be bait. And
somebody, it's not right. I'm not. I refuse. I do not volunteer as tribute. Matter of fact, I don't even know if I can make it through the threshold. Like, be out there cheering you on.
Right.
Oh, no.
If I see some spooky shit, I'm out.
Right, I swear, like, no, like, even with the, like, alien shit that's coming out, like, everybody's talking about it, but this dude in this documentary was talking about him and his friend went, like, camping at some site, and they both saw, like, some triangular shape just, like, floating in the sky, like three dots, like, coming towards them.
Yeah.
And then, like, a light beamed out of this thing and, like, into the middle of their campfire and, like, brought them in. And it was like a medical, like they were getting like a medical vibes. And he's like, I didn't feel like I was in danger, but like something just like something wasn't right.
But
and
they
then
stuck
he
in
like
my ass and they probed me. But
no.
It felt kind of good, you know?
No. Please soap me in the ass. Right. And not
my booty. Oh my booty's my precious.
The glory hole. Y'all leave the glory holes alone.
That's crazy.
But yeah, it was crazy. And then like I guess later on, like some years, they found like something implanted in their knee or something. He found something in his knee, but there was like no incision, so it didn't look like it was like they didn't know how it got there. It was like causing some issue where like, he said he woke up and he couldn't like walk or something like that. So he went in and they found something like on his knee.
Was it like some kind of like chip or like electronic thing or what?
I don't remember. It didn't really specify. It was like this little like square like thing, and then had like little wire like things out of it, so it could have been like a chip, because I mean, what else has wires hanging out of it?
That's weird.
But yeah,
now was the aliens first, was it aliens or was it the government?
Yeah, he said it was like these 7-foot beings. Yeah, he was definitely getting like, he said he was like alien beings.
This like cat cats is, like, are attacking over there. When I whip my head like that, it was because that they're fucking, I don't know. Their screech just scared me.
Yeah. They're going to, they're, I don't know if they're playing. That doesn't sound like playing.
I'm gonna go break them up real quick.
Like, why y'all be waiting till the nighttime to be going at dog? Like,
right. During the day, they're right, just lounging around. Right.
Like,
for some
everything's
food.
All good and dandy, and then let the nighttime hit. It's game over. You're getting tossed and turned around. Like, I don't even know what else to say.
For real. But I want to hear more about this, like, alien. So, was it, like, did they say where it was?
They didn't say, they did say where it was. They were camping. I can't remember. I can't remember the location.
Colorado.
I need to be better at this stuff.
Wyoming. Alaska.
No, none of those are ringing a bell.
Shit off.
Nothing's ringing a bell. I think it was like a state park or something like that. I think it was like one of those ones. But I watched it on Netflix, and yeah, they were talking about like these, he saw like these 7 foot beings, and then he was with somebody else, like him and his friend, and then like they woke up and they were like back at their campsite type shit, and it's like as if nothing happened.
After that, I'm
So
packing up.
they did, they left.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah,
We're
and
getting. We're just leaving it. Are the stuff here? We're getting in the
yeah.
car and we're dipping. Sorry.
I'm gone too. Like, I'm not staying here a moment longer. Like, what the fuck just happened? And then I guess like in the car ride they were talking about how like they were like really silent, and then all of a sudden just like, did that really happen type shit? And they're just like,
Right.
yeah, that like that really fucking
How
happened.
many mushrooms did we take?
Right. And I guess like one of the guys was not coping with it very well, and then like ended up dying a couple years later. I don't remember what from, but yeah.
Dying natural causes, or he killed
Yeah,
himself?
I don't know.
They didn't say.
They may have.
Just don't remember.
No. My
Weird.
memory.
Did they say like what year it was, or like
It
what time
was
period?
early. It was like very, very long ago. It was like 1977 or something like that. Like it
Oh,
was a
okay.
very long time ago.
Yeah.
Which is crazy because like that was how long ago? Like 40 something years
Right.
ago.
But
And
there's a lot of like sightings of that same kind of thing, like the triangle
right.
thing.
That's what I'm saying. Like even now in today, like today's day, which is just crazy, like how long it's been going on. And they're like, aliens aren't real. Like they try to like feed it to us. Like aliens aren't real. Like whole time we're like, no, aliens aren't real. And
Right.
they are like.
No, but it's crazy because you said that too, because this guy I used to work with, he was saying that it wasn't here, it was back in Wisconsin. He was saying that he used to work with this like cleaning company, and they'd always like work like late nights. And he's walking with his coworker in this parking lot, and they both like looked up in the sky and they saw that like the triangle thing with like the three, whatever, lights on it.
Yeah,
And
it's
they
crazy.
dipped. And they're like, nope, we're not trying to get snatched up.
I'm gone. Like, I know I joke around, like, take me with you, but
No, please don't.
don't. Please don't.
Please let me stay here.
Right.
I'm trying to go in
Like,
no spaceships.
let me stay on this earth.
I'm
If the
saying.
only time I want to be in the air is if I'm in an airplane going to another location, like
Yup.
for vacation or something, like,
Right. Otherwise, no thanks.
for real.
But yeah, there was a show, The Unexplained. Have
Yeah,
you seen
I
that?
think that's what it was on,
Was
like on
it?
Netflix. I think that was one of the episodes. I think
Okay.
it was on that show.
Okay, because there was another alien one on that show, and it was like back in, I don't know why I remembered this date specifically, but like it was in the shit that I remember, you know? The
Some
important shit
shit.
I forget,
I mean, hey,
you know?
I'm the same way sometimes.
But yeah, so there's this town and the town surrounding it on the 4th of July, 1969.
That's, I don't know why I remember this date. July 4th of all days, and then 1969.
Right.
Same.
No, but like that town and all the towns surrounding it all saw the same thing and kind of
Okay.
had similar experiences. And one of the experiences was this family was driving like in this country road kind of, and they went through this tunnel, like you know, one of those weird tunnels where it kind of looks like a barn kind of, and it's just like, I don't know, it's like a bridge. So they like went through that, and then they stopped because like I think they saw something, and they're like, what the fuck is that? And then everything was just like, it was nighttime again, and then all like the critters and bugs and shit like
Critters.
got like super loud, and like it was like windy, and then just went silent.
Huh.
And
That's
then
interesting.
like this bright light came on them, and then they were just gone.
They disappeared just like that.
Yeah. And then they said they woke up and the car was like downtown, and the mom and the grandma were switched. So the grandma was now
The
in.
mom's body and the mom was in the grandma's body.
No, not some Freaky Friday shit. That's
Oh.
crazy.
Oh,
Hold
I
up.
was like, hold up. That is fun. That's
That's
okay.
why.
Hold
No,
up.
they were switched in the car.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so like the grandma was in the driver's seat. And they were saying that the grandma would never drive. Like she
Huh.
re refused to ever drive.
Interesting. That is crazy.
So there was that story, and then there was like stories all around, and some of them were like they remember these kids like being on the spaceship for a little bit and whatnot.
Kids, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, there's got to be children on the spaceships. I mean, there's got to be.
Yeah. But spooky shit.
There is some spooky shit.
I don't know, but like alien stuff, like I've only ever seen something once, and that was here.
One time in the sky that you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was just sitting over here, and then funny enough, I was watching some shit on Mars on YouTube.
Always happens like that.
Right. And then I just like looked up in the sky for a second, and like to the left of the neighbor's house, like in the sky, I see like this beam of like orange light, and it kind of looked like when your eyes get like kind of blurry when you see a light, and it, light streaks, kind of looked like that. And it was just like, didn't make the noise, but I'm gonna make it anyways, like whoa, 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 like super slow. And then I looked down and I looked back up.
It was gone.
Damn. I was like, what the fuck is that? Oh my, I'm going inside.
For real though, like, I don't know. I feel like sometimes you do, there'd just be some crazy shit up there that doesn't need to be going on up there.
Yeah, but it's also the desert. Like they say, they spot shit all the time in the desert.
Yeah.
Area 51's out here somewhere.
Should we go?
What?
Oh, what? To Area 51?
No.
You can't go there. It's unrestricted. Isn't it, like, restricted?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's military base. Restricted.
But it's also, like, the spot is unknown. Like, on the location? Where it is. Yeah. One of those top secret places.
I don't know. Somebody's got to know. Yeah. Spill the beans. No, I'm just kidding.
I don't know.
I wouldn't go there. You'd probably get arrested for trespassing.
No, for sure. They'd probably just... And especially if you saw some wild shit there, right. They just lock you up.
Yeah, gone forever. Now you're right there with them.
Disappears. Missing persons now.
Not the missing persons. Somebody please file missing persons, though.
But they won't be able to find you.
Oh, man.
But we're going to take a quick break because I got to pee.
I got to yawn.
So we're stopping right here and we'll be back. But yeah, we've been talking about doing this podcast for like
so
2 years, so 2.5 years. Like back when I was in LA, we're gonna start this podcast.
Right. It's been so long. And here we are.
Here we are. Hey, the first one.
Time's came a ticking.
It came with some technical difficulties
many.
A few times. But
yeah,
we're here.
Life ate our ass up. Well, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, we filmed one.
We did.
Like a year ago?
We tried.
Because I saw the timestamp on my computer. And yeah, it was like a year ago, like November, I think, or whatever.
That's crazy.
But we didn't have these microphones. I just used like my music microphone. And we like set it up kind of like in front of us.
Oh, yeah.
It was not good quality at all.
In the kitchen?
It was funny though.
Yo, it was
no, it wasn't
funny.
In the kitchen. It was in the living room.
Oh, was it in the living room?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We did do one in the living room. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
With the lights and everything.
Yeah.
Yo, I remember.
Then we played that like
card game
to like get us like familiar.
To get the juices flowing. I'm just kidding. Right.
And then you said that one crazy thing. You're like, cut it out. Like, I don't know if I should have my business out there like that.
For real. It was something sexual in nature. I do remember. I recall.
We don't have to say it. We should play that game again, though.
We should. That was fun. We should play games more often. Like, I don't know about drinking games. Did we drink while we did that? We did, didn't we?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I think we did. Oh, gosh.
There is this card game.
Like that.
That is, like, I think, like, a getting to know your friends better kind of card game. I think okay. We should get that.
We'll have to, yeah. Something.
We'll have to do some research.
Some research.
But we're good at research, so.
Love to do it.
Like, I'll be chilling in her room while she's working. And I'll be like, blah, blah, blah. You hear this one thing? And I was like, here, hold on. Let me pull it up and you guess, like, whatever it is. And she already has it on her computer. I'm like, bitch, what the fuck?
I'm already there.
How'd you do that so quick?
Listen. I gotta be right there with you. Come on now.
An expert.
Guessing? Never. I'm just kidding.
What is that?
Right.
I'll find it myself.
Right. I'll do it myself. My whole life.
Oh my God. We be talking out here like forever, just without microphones.
Life stories.
Mm-hmm.
Future stories.
Future stories.
Like, you know, one day we're going to be sitting by our pool. No, I'm kidding. Your house is going to be over there. My house is going to be over here.
Yup. It's going to be a little cul-de-sac.
Right.
We can live next to each other. But sorry, baby. I'm going to live on my own.
For real. We have a shared courtyard and then individual courtyards. Yep. Little backyards, private oasis.
Right. So I can bring my sneaky links in and my hoochie mamas.
Yeah, we don't need all that. Don't. Yeah. It's naked. Yeah.
You said naked?
Yeah, naked.
Hey. Fine
naked.
With that.
Naked britches.
By the pool. You say britches?
Bitches.
Bitches? Okay.
Naked bitches. Britches. Hold
up. Naked britches. What is that? Hold up.
Naked britches. Oh, heck.
Oh, fuck. I just love going on Zillow, though, and like looking at million-dollar houses.
Yep, same. Like,
dreaming.
Some of them are so nice. Some of them are like, this is not worth $1 million.
Yeah. I saw this one, and it's still for sale. I think it's on Zillow.
Shocker.
And, yeah, shocker. Right? I think it's like $1.5 million, I want to say.
Okay.
And it's a decent house, but it's kind of weird. Like, it kind of looks like a library.
A library?
Yeah, and there's this one hallway. The house is like a circle, right?
Interesting.
And it's like curved, and there's weird curves and whatnot.
Oh, that
and this
weird.
One hallway is curved, and it looks like there's like lockers on the wall. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, why would I want that in my house?
Right, that's creepy.
Yeah, creepy as fuck. I'm like, y'all need to take that out. You need to do something.
I'm gonna pass.
It's not a vibe.
Right. This is giving industrial vibes, schoolyard vibes. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, but the house isn't industrial. It's like wooden and like kind of like mid-century, but like library vibes. I don't know why.
When you say circular, like the whole house is circular shape?
Yeah.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like circular, and then there's like another part that's like not
connected
circular.
To it?
Yeah.
Okay.
But the pool in the backyard is like, kind of looks like a half moon. Not a half moon. Not like cut in half, but like, you know, like the curved moon.
Okay. Yeah, the crazy. Like,
yeah.
Huh.
I wonder
why it's still on the market. I'm just kidding.
Right. Because it looks fucking weird.
Right.
But I don't know. Like, I dream about having like a big house, but at the same time, I don't know if I'd want a huge house, especially if it's just me.
Yeah, it's a lot. Unless you had like someone like in there cleaning it often.
I mean, yeah, but I mean also just be like
lonely.
Yeah. And then you hear some weird shit and be like, all right.
Creep the fuck out.
Sleep in the car.
I live in my own house.
For real. But like, I don't know. I think it would be nice to have like a decent sized house with a pool, you know, a hot tub, and then just something like nice.
I feel like this house is decent. I feel like I would want like double the size, maybe a little bit bigger with a pool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that I would be okay with that.
And like that's things upgraded.
Yeah, like very modern, like, yeah. Maybe even triple the size. Then I'll be okay.
Yeah. Honestly, though, like, I don't really like houses that are too modern because they feel not comfortable. Like,
yeah.
They don't feel like I'm home.
Yeah, I feel like it depends on, like, how you decorate it, though, too. Like, you can have a modern home and then it feel, like, cozy, but then some of them just feel, like, very, like, magazine, like, picture cut, like.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Can't do it. Like, I don't like the white light in houses.
A lot of, like, modern, like, houses do have, like, very white, like, sleek, like, it looks clean. Yeah, I don't like that either.
Yeah, I like the orange lighting. It's more like cozy, you know?
Yeah. I like gray. I like grays.
Yeah. But yeah, because I've been in like a few like super nice houses because I used to do like window washing. And this one house was like that. It was just like super modern, those bright white lights. And they had these huge windows. Like,
I love that.
as the whole like backyard wall, it was like just these huge fucking windows. But like their couch, it was like white. It didn't look like anyone
ever used it. Yeah, for decoration.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't like that. Like, I want to be able to chill in the living room, like watch TV or whatever.
I've been in a house like that too. It was very like white and it looked like it didn't get utilized. Like, I don't know. I wouldn't want like a large space of house to go unused. Like, what's the point of having it?
Yeah, no, exactly. But I would like two houses, like one where I'm living and then like one that's like a vacation home kind of thing. Like makes either sense. Like on a lake or I don't know.
I need by a the beach ocean. House. Yeah, for real.
Yeah. But like where?
I don't know where. It's like since it's a vacation house, I guess it could be somewhere where it does snow or get cold because like I would only be there like
in the summertime.
For the warmer like periods, yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know, like now that I've been on the West Coast, I lived in the Midwest, I would try to maybe go on the East Coast. Like yeah. Maybe, I don't want to say one of the Carolinas, but maybe.
Yeah. But I mean.
Or Maine.
If money's not a thing, a Malibu house.
Yeah. Or we could go to like an island like.
We.
Like.
You buy your own house, bitch.
Listen, like, or house. Like a Caribbean island or something, like something tropical. Like, yeah. Or I guess if you're talking vacation home and you have the money, like I would probably invest in like a property that's not within the U.S.
Okay. That's fair. Where?
I don't know. I've always wanted to go to Australia. I don't know why, but it seems like a vibe.
Me too.
So maybe there or I don't know. Japan always seemed nice too. Like, and it's very touristy. I feel like there's a lot of shit to do around there.
I'm a visitor for sure.
Yeah. So give maybe some Asian bitches.
I love me some Asian bitches.
Oh hell. But yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of options. I need a vacation home everywhere. Right. And when I'm not using it, then other people can vacation there. There we go.
Rent it out.
There we go.
No, exactly. For real. But I don't know. I think a beach house in Florida would be super nice too.
Florida. The Gators. I can't do the Gators.
I know. I'm just kidding. That's like definitely one con of Florida. Yeah. The Gators. And the crazy people. But I mean, there's crazy people everywhere.
The crazy people. There are crazy people everywhere. But Florida crazy hits a little different than everywhere else crazy.
I feel like it's just because
they have a bad rep.
I feel like it's just like one of those things now, though. It's like Florida, man. Like, it's just like, I don't know. They made it there.
Bath salts.
Right. Eating people
and
shit.
Oh my gosh. No, I literally saw something on the internet where like, there was like a body dismembered or something, but like the train tracks, it got like ran over somebody. I don't know. There was an accident. Anyway, this like homeless man or something like that came by and like took one of the people, like the person's like body parts. I don't know if it was like an arm or a leg or something. It was just like walking down the street eating it.
Yikes.
Literally like biting fucking chunks out of it. And this dude got it on a video and I was like, that is absolutely disgusting.
Right.
Like, what is wrong with you?
That's crazy.
Like,
that's like horror movie shit.
Yeah. It was crazy. It was disgusting.
Did they say what city it was in?
No, I can't remember where it was. See, me in these locations. I need to start that's writing fine. These bitches down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you've been to Florida or no?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. You went for, wait. No,
yeah,
that was,
I did.
That was in California for a wedding.
I went to both for a wedding, Florida and California.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Where'd you go?
In Panama City.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I haven't been there. I've only been on the shaft.
The shaft. But you went further down. Like, you went to Miami. Like, that's
yeah, but
better.
I mean, I've been to Miami, Orlando, Daytona Beach, and then Tampa. And like,
see, I feel
St.
like you've
Petersburg
been to a
area.
Bunch of like better areas, like Panama City. There's like nothing there, like
oh, really?
Literally nothing there.
Damn.
Like, don't go. Like, don't even do it.
Shit. Yeah. No, but I really like St. Petersburg, and that's around Tampa. Don't like Tampa.
No.
No. But St. Petersburg is really nice, and that's like right across the bridge from like Tampa. It's
okay,
like more.
Gotcha.
St. Petersburg is like on the coast.
That makes sense.
And then above is clear water, and that's nice too.
Clear water, we love it.
But Orlando's nice. but it's in the middle, so you have to drive like an hour and a half if you want to go to the actual beach.
Oh, gotcha. So it's a drive.
Yeah.
That sucks.
But they got Disney World.
Yeah, they do have a lot of shit there, though, like Universal Studios, all that extra shit.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense.
Have you ever went to Disney World?
World? No, I went to Disneyland, though.
Okay. How's that?
It was good. I like the Hollywood, like, House of Terror. I don't know if they still have it now, but that was one of my favorite ones. And then they, of course, have, like, the Mickey ears or the roller coaster that goes, like, upside down the three times. And then I didn't go on it because nobody would go on it with me, and I wasn't going to go by myself. So, and I was, like, really young. But, yeah, we went for, I don't even remember how many days. I think it was, like, 3 or 4 days. It was really fun.
Yeah.
I wanted to do the submarine, but we couldn't. They didn't want to wait in line, so.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, the lines there are crazy.
Like, hours long. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, if you go there by the quick pass, I know it's a lot more, but
people say it's worth it. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
But even, like, the quick pass lines can have a little bit of wait these days now because everybody's getting them.
Right. Yeah, because I went there one time, but it was, like, me and my brother were at the age where, like, I don't know, we didn't really care about things, I guess. I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. But, like, because we went to Disney World and we went to the Magic Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like, I don't know, boys at that age were older. So we don't really, like, we were in this one thing and it was, like, I don't know, pirates and, like, these birds talking and whatnot, and we're just like, let's get the fuck out of here. Like, what are you doing?
What's next?
What's next?
What's next?
And then, yeah, like, at the time, my step grandparents were there too, and they're like, you have to go in, it's a small world.
Oh, gosh.
And we were waiting in this line for like an hour and a half.
Oh, no.
We get in there, and they put you in a boat, and you're just going in this, like, circle, like, river type thing with these, like, mannequins, like creepy mannequins, like singing It's a Small World.
It's a small world after all.
I'm like, get me the fuck out of here. Like, what is this?
Traumatizing.
No, why did I have to come on this?
Oh my god,
this is a little boat ride. I have to wait an hour for this.
Yeah, no.
Not
we
fun.
Went. Oh my gosh, bless me.
Bless me.
Bless me. God. Oh my gosh. No, but they had like the log ride where you get all wet and shit,
yeah,
because it goes on. That was fun.
Yeah,
did that a few
that was
times.
Fun.
That one's
I did that
fun
too
because it's water. Come on, oh. But
I do want to go to Disney World, like Harry Potter.
Yeah, like as I'm older, yeah.
Love
that.
That
seems fun.
I would love to do that.
Yeah, I thought about doing like a Disney cruise possibly, but if I do a cruise, I don't know if I want to do Disney. I do want to do a cruise, though. It does seem fun.
I don't. I'm good.
Sam just doesn't want to die in the middle of the ocean. He'll be fine. All,
yeah,
oh, there's a
like
ton
Rose
of cruise that are, cruises that are... Okay, this is not the Titanic. This is not the fucking Titanic.
You're going to be on the fucking...
Oh, my
on
gosh.
The door, and I'm going to be sinking. Freezing.
Sinking, freezing. I'll throw you the raft. Come on. A life jacket? Something? Like, just lay back. Like...
You're like, you'll be fine, Sam. And
right,
I'm just like,
right, drowning. Boop, boop, boop. Oh my god. Kick your legs, goddammit. Just kidding.
And that's why I don't want to do a cruise.
Oh, did he not know how to swim? I'm sorry. No, it was cold.
Right.
It'll be fine. You don't have to go on a long one. They stop at like places. So they're not always going.
Yeah, the only way I could do a cruise if it was like going to like cool different destinations.
Yeah, there's a ton of them that like stop at locations and then you like dot, like you get off and like you spend like the day or whatever on the island and then you get back on the ship and then you go to the next place type shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not too bad.
Mm-mm.
But like otherwise you're on a boat and you're eating buffet and
yeah, but they have a lot of other activities too. But yeah,
just getting
I mean,
drunk.
Yeah, that's
I mean that's
point.
Fine. I mean,
getting
we get drunk
litty
for sure.
Yeah.
I'll wear a pineapple shirt. I'll hang out with the
not
swingers.
Not the pineapple. Swingers. Sam's having a good time on
right
this trip.
Find me a little sugar mama or a song.
Oh,
she's going to be paying for this trip.
For real, man.
But.
Hey.
Back to roller coasters. So
oh,
do
yeah
you like roller coasters then or no?
I do. Like, when I was young, I really, really liked them. Like, I think it was because I was a little bit of a, like an adrenaline junkie, but like as I'm older and now that I have like children, I'm a little more weary of some of them, but I'll get on it.
Yeah. I'll get on some of them. Like I won't do any crazy ones where there's like a 90 degree drop. I'm good.
Right.
I'm like, fine. I'll stay on land.
A little extra. I don't want to do all that. Right. Deep dive into the Mother Earth. Like,
right. But there is this one roller coaster that was super fun. Busch Gardens in Tampa, and they have a roller coaster called the Cheetah, I think it's called, and it's...
Does it go fast?
Yeah.
Yeah, the name that says it fucking, all.
That one's fun, but I don't know, like super intense ones I won't do. Otherwise, like the only other ones that I've done is the ones at Mount Olympus. Those like one roller coasters.
And everything, yeah.
Yeah, but the biggest one is the most fun... Because it doesn't hurt as much. Then wooden roller coasters hurt.
Yeah, the wooden ones are like, they'll give you like whiplash. Like, no fucking joke. Like, them bitches will throw you around.
Right.
Like, I don't know what it is about them.
The fuck out of your sides, too.
Yeah. Like the smaller ones. Like, you were literally getting thrown. One of my mom's friends got ribs broken on that one.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck, dude. Was that before or after they added the loop?
I can't remember. I think it was before they added the loop.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, but it was like throwing her around, like, yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah, I'd be telling people like that shit is brutal. Like, once you go underground, like, that's when it really began rough. Like, I don't know.
Right.
Like, it's just like going down and then, yeah.
You're like, oh my God.
Yeah. The degrees, though, that they added were fun. Like, they needed those to spruce it up a little bit.
Yeah.
It doesn't go upside down.
Just so you guys know, like, Mount Olympus is like a water park theme park in the Wisconsin Dells, and in the Wisconsin Dells there's like literally I don't know how many
water a bunch parks of are, different
there's
water
like
parks.
50 water parks probably there.
Yeah, there's like the Kalahari, Mount Olympus, then there's whatever other ones they got. Those are the two main ones, really.
Yeah, well, I think the biggest one's Noah's Ark. Biggest water park.
How did I forget about that one? Because I don't go to that one because it's water park.
Yeah. Yeah, so Noah's Ark is the biggest one, Mount Olympus, and then the Kalahari. Otherwise, the other ones have been to.
The Kalahari is like indoor-outdoor. Mount Olympus is like indoor-outdoor too because they have like a lot of like, they have like laser tag. They have all types of, they have like an indoor theme park there too that we found. And then, we did laser tag there. And then they have like those huge water slides too by the freaking wave pool that everybody almost dies in.
For real though. they have like a 30-foot wave pool. And, yeah, I definitely almost drowned in there.
Same. Literally same. Like, I almost lost my life in that bitch. Not gonna lie.
Now tell the story. We want to hear it.
No, we don't want to tell the story. We do not. Okay, so we went to Mount Olympus. It was, like, a group of us. We went with, like, I think it was the Boys and Girls Club. And they were like, let's go in the wave pool. And I'm like, yeah, sure. Like, it's a wave pool. Yay. I thought it was going to be like, you know, little waves and stuff because, you know, like,
nope.
You don't think like a whole ass, like, you're in the ocean about to fucking die. Like, these bitches are about to roll over you type stuff. But
and it's
that's
crazy
what
too
it was.
Because, like, when you're in it, you'll just,
oh
like,
gosh.
See it.
Yeah.
And it's big as fuck.
And it's
like,
huge.
Oh my God.
Right.
Looks like bigger than a building. It's just like coming over. You're like,
those waves are so fucking huge. And you're just like, hold the fuck up. Like, these came out of that up there. Like, hold on.
Hold up.
But my friends were like, oh, yeah, let's hang on to the rope. Like, hang on to the rope. And I'm like, dumb. And I didn't know what the fuck. I didn't know these huge ass waves were about to come. I was like, yeah, sure. Like, let's hang on to the rope. Well, when that wave came, I did not realize it was going to be that big. And it's already too late. So I'm under the water and I'm just swimming to the top, swimming, 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 swimming. And I'm running out of air and I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to drown. Like, the top isn't coming. Like, I'm going to die. I lost my glasses. Why I have, I have my glasses because A, I'm blind as fuck. And like, I didn't think the wave was going to be that fucking big, but it took my glasses. I almost lost my life. I was blind for the whole rest of the trip. I was pissed. I was so pissed. It was not a good experience.
Yeah, no. That wave will take you out too, because like after I almost drowned where the wave was, like by the rope, I was like, I'm just gonna stand off to the side.
It'll
and I was
knock
like
you.
It will knock you over. Like literally, like I was maybe a little less than waist deep and when the wave came, it just knocked me back like 15 feet.
Yeah.
Like my whole back like scraped on the ground. I was like, oh my God.
Some people be letting their little kids be like walking on the like water right there. And I'm just like, y'all better get your kids.
Right, they're about to fly. They're about to get washed away.
They get washed the fuck away. Do they know how to swim? Is somebody watching them? Get in this water.
Yeah, I know exactly. Oh, my other friend, Sherrod, we went to Noah's Ark because they have a wave pool too. And we went for like the eighth grade trip. And he almost drowned in there too.
Oh gosh.
He hopped out of the wave pool and was like,
oh, God. Like literally, are you joking? Okay?
He's like, I'm dying.
Literally. Like, it'd be so bad.
And then
like,
we didn't go in there again.
It should be illegal.
No, for real.
Like, did I sign a waiver? Right. Because like, I think I
this
need to.
This is wild.
Oh, man.
No, but they have this wave pool in Texas where people surf.
Oh, that seems fun.
And I would love to do that.
Yeah.
Because I really want to learn how to surf, but I'm afraid of the ocean, of, dude, like, sharks.
So bad. Same, yeah, sharks.
I'm, like, deathly afraid of sharks. Deathly, whatever. And
they're scary.
For real. Because if I see a great white shark while I'm surfing in the ocean, I'll just have a heart attack. And I'll die right there. On the
and
spot,
then he gets
like,
to eat me.
And then they'll eat me. Whether the shark takes me out first or I have a heart attack, it's gonna
happen.
Oh
man.
So
yeah, I'd be scared. Some Lilo and Stitch stuff just comes out of the wave and snatches, yeah.
For real. And surfers all the time will be like, oh, it's super rare to see a shark, blah blah blah. I'm like, yeah, but that one time that I'm gonna do it
right
is gonna come out of nowhere.
For you. Right.
And take my ass.
Oh gosh. Surfing does seem cool, but my balance is like none. Like I have no balance whatsoever. I feel like I'd keel over every single fucking time. Like yeah. I'm gonna be busted and bruised.
Busted up.
Oh, busted and bruised.
No, but I mean I've skated for a long time, so I feel like I should be all right.
Yeah, you'll probably be fine.
But no, it's different in the ocean, you know.
Mm-hmm. They also had like that slingshot above the wave pool. Mm-hmm. Like it would like. Yeah, I would never do that.
Yeah, that
I would never
wild.
Be launched into the fucking air, only to be like. Brought back down at full force speed.
Right.
Like, I'd be afraid I'd smack the fuck out of the ground. Like, I'm good.
Right. Just so the people know, it's like what they strap you in with one other person. You're laying like Superman, right? Mm-hmm. And then they hoist you up, right?
Yeah, they like bring like, you back and they like launch
yeah.
you into the air. Yeah.
And you're just whoosh, and you're
yeah,
like, ah!
You just fucking fly.
No thanks.
And
I'm
it's
good.
Above the water too. So, I mean, I guess that's a little safer. So, if you do, but like. That's full force speed, man. You better hope you don't get it when the wave is real high because God
yeah.
knows you're about to drown trying to swim back up.
But also, if it snaps off, I don't think both things would snap off. Just one would snap off. So you're just like wrapping
right,
around the pole
literally,
and shit.
Yeah. Oh, hell.
No thanks. I'm good.
Yeah.
It's like bungee
like
jumping.
Falling out of it because it's going so fucking fast. Could you imagine? Like, I, no. Nope. I'm not taking no risks. I would never get in that slingshot.
Yeah. No thanks. That's like bungee jumping too. I don't want to do it.
I know it's like the same thing. And I'm like, oh, I'll do bungee jumping, but I want to skydive. And that's like not yeah. even attached to anything, but a parachute in the fucking air.
Right.
So.
I used to want a skydive. Now I'm like, I don't know. When I got older, I'm like kind of afraid of heights now.
See, I think, I don't know. I kind of ish am. It just depends on like what it is. Says the one who goes hiking off like cliffs and shit. I'm afraid of heights, but we're like millions of fucking feet in the air. Like, not millions, that's being dramatic,
you're
but
right,
hundreds of feet in the air, thousands of feet in the air.
I'm in space, kid.
Right. Can you hear me?
I can't breathe up here.
Right. I can't breathe. Pass me the inhaler. No, I'm just kidding.
Where's the oxygen tanks?
Oxygen. Give me my oxygen. Oh,
all
man.
Right. I think we should see how long this podcast is because I'm not even sure where we're at right now.
We should. We're all probably right. really long.
So we're going to wrap up this podcast.
We're going to wrap it up.
Didn't really end it off on a note anywhere.
We didn't. We just abruptly cut because, you know.
But we talked, we talked about burn. A decent amount. We talked about ghosts. We talked about
ghostesses, amusement parks.
Amusement parks,
loved
UFOs.
It.
Not UFOs. I mean, aliens, whatever. Same shit.
Yeah.
Our living situation, kind of.
The neighborhood cats.
How we met.
hashing it out.
Right, literally fighting in the back of us, having to stop because of it.
Right, like, hold up. I wish you guys could have saw, like, they were chasing each other.
Right, and I chased them away and they went down the alley and one just probably killed the other one.
The one cat, like, definitely got dragged. Definitely. Is he okay? It's been silent down. Since. Like, what the fuck? Right. Where'd they go?
Yeah, but man. I think this was a good first one. And on to the next, you know?
We'll be back.
So...
back and better.
This just is kidding. Doing the most with Sam
and Nikita.
Peace out, y'all.
Gang, gang. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.